Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 16, verses 1 through 12. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew, the 16th chapter. And the Pharisees and Sadducees came, and to test Jesus, they asked him to show them a sign from heaven. Jesus answered them, "When it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be stormy today, for the sky is red and threatening. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah." So he left them and departed. When the disciples reached the other side, they had forgotten to bring any bread. Jesus said to them, "Watch and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." And they began discussing it among themselves, saying, "We brought no bread." But Jesus, aware of this, said, "O you of little faith, why are you discussing among yourselves the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive? Do you not remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000 and how many baskets you gathered? Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000 and how many baskets you gathered? How is it that you fail to understand that I did not speak about bread? Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Then they understood that he did not tell them to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Pharisees and Sadducees want a sign from heaven, at least to test Jesus. They have ignored the many signs that Jesus has been giving all the way up till now, including those 2 feedings that had just happened previously, which Jesus mentions to his disciples. They had plenty of earthly signs, down-to-earth signs, signs right in front of them here. Jesus' healings, which testified, more importantly, to his teachings. They have all of the signs in the Holy Scriptures being fulfilled that show that Jesus is the Son of God, is the Christ of God, right here in the flesh, right here on earth. And so Jesus also spoke similarly to Nicodemus when he came to him and urged that teacher of Israel not to have his head up in the clouds in heaven looking for those kind of signs. "How could you possibly understand if I were to tell you heavenly things if you do not first understand the things that are right here in front of you?" Specifically, holy baptism. So Christ answers them with this saying that we know. Read at night, sailors delight. Read in the morning, sailors take warning. Christ's first coming is a sign that points to his grace, points to his forgiveness, points all people to himself. When he is lifted up, he will draw everyone to himself, to believe in him and to find salvation. His first coming calls up faith to all those who will hear his words and receive them, as Moses himself promised. But his second coming, take warning. His second coming will be in judgment. Perhaps that's what the Pharisees and Sadducees were hoping for this time. Dramatic signs, fire coming down from heaven to swallow everyone up. But the Lord Jesus is pointing them to himself, to trust in him, to recognize what all of the signs he has given point to. And that's why he says, "For this evil and adulterous generation, there is only one sign. The sign of Jonah, the sign of which we've just sung, that on the third day, Christ would defeat death, rise again." His resurrection is the greatest of all signs. And the Lord wishes to show that to us right here on earth. Of course, when Jonah was spit up from the whale, who believed in him? Who received that sign? Actually, quite an evil and adulterous generation there in Nineveh. And yet no Sadducees and no Pharisees among them. Maybe Jonah was a forerunner of one of those castes himself. And yet the Gentiles to whom he went so weakly believed the word of God in his mouth. They were partakers of faith. And only those Jews who were willing to become poor, like the Gentiles, received the word of Jesus in his day and following also. Jesus then warns his disciples to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. To beware of, in fact, the thing that prompted this question. Him, knowing his disciples' thoughts, them arguing together over, shoot, we forgot the bread. And them thinking that they had to go out maybe now to Pharisee territory and see if any of them would lend some. They are falling prey to the same earthly thinking that may look for signs from heaven, but is nevertheless still stuck on earth entirely. Maybe they're thinking after their bellies. Maybe they're thinking only after the temporal things. Maybe they are, in fact, not believing at all, even though they are following Jesus. This is a strong warning for us. For how often are we functionally in our day-to-day life, except for maybe this half hour, atheists, unbelievers, those who go about our life most of all worried whether we've forgotten the milk and the bread, or the money, or the budgets, or the funding, or all of the other things that are on our minds here on earth, and we wish we had some miracle, perhaps from heaven, to rescue us from them instead. Jesus has come to testify to himself. His scriptures are given us so that we would believe in him. He has been giving many signs here in the gospel in order that all would believe in him, in order that the true bread would be known, that bread that comes down from heaven. That bread is Christ Jesus, the man who is God in the flesh. It is Christ in his earthly work. It is Christ in his earthly mission to us, which is not only the work he did in his days in the flesh, but also and especially the work that he does now, delivering his salvation to us. He does this in his scriptures still. He does this in the preaching of his word. He does this in his sacraments, in holy baptism, those earthly things that make us born from above. And of course, in his blessed sacrament, where we feast on Christ himself. Christ is to be received in faith. And that faith, even when we do not have him by sight. Christ, with all of his righteousness, is given to us and given to those who trust in him, who believe in him. And that is what the leaven of every other false teaching, of every other distracting way, of merely earthly thinking, or of desiring dramatic heavenly signs, will lead you away from, rather than fixing our eyes on Jesus, who is the bread from heaven. And so, through the earthly signs testifying to the earthly scriptures, make sure that you are not leavened with something else. But make sure that you discern what the scriptures say and are pointed always to Christ. Know that the word of Christ is working. This is how the Father is in fact drawing many to himself. The very next breath after today's reading is Peter's great confession. And we hear that at least the leaven of the Pharisees has not snuffed out faith entirely. In the next breath, Peter makes this great confession, "You are the Christ," and Jesus says of him, "The Lord himself, the Father, has drawn you to believe in this. Flesh and blood actually could not reveal this to you, so that you believe and trust in the Christ." Dear saints, may the Lord draw you also to trust and believe in Jesus the Christ, to expect the resurrection of the dead at his second coming, therefore to act accordingly until that day. The word of grace has purged away the old and evil leaven. Christ alone our souls will feed. He is our meat and drink indeed, and faith lives upon no other. Hallelujah. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.